We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Kenneth Robinson, and Tim Brooke Taylor in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. Alongside our two regulars, we welcome two guests, Tim Brooke Taylor and Kenneth Robinson. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, on some subject that I will give them, and they're going to try and do it without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. And who better? Oh, Kenneth, what a marvellous subject for you. Why I Should Be Knighted. Well, Sir Kenneth, would you like to start off the show and tell us something on that subject in 60 seconds, beginning now?
Why I should be knighted is something that was continually explained to me by a dear old friend who said he required a luxury flabberbock of the dangling chandelier, Harry the Acres of Catherine of Arabold, and said rise in the early morn with the wankles of clarity
Freud.
In the myload.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Repetition of non-words.
Which non-word did he repeat? You don't know. Tim Brooke Taylor has challenged.
Fisphomanometer, twice.
No, he never said that twice. I consider that a wrong challenge, so you get a point for that, and you keep the subject, and there are 41 seconds left, starting now.
Knighthood, of course, we know, came to one.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of course.
You did say of course before, I'm afraid. Ken.
Where?
When you started.
Previously, when you were speaking.
I didn't. I did not.
If you like, I'll put it to the audience.
Well, they know I didn't say of course. I didn't if say
you,
of course,
if,
did I?
If he said of course, cheer for him, and if not, boo for Clement, and all do it together now.
Hooray!
Yes, there
Bias
you are.
Bias not me. Ken, if you continue with the subject, then there are 37 seconds left. Why I Should Be Knighted, starting now.
If such an occasion were to arise, it would be naturally with due regard for merit, expertise, panache, and the sort of style with which I am intimately connected. Indeed, people often have said about me, he is a cult figure, and one who is due to receive and should get a tremendous amount of enthusiasm and applause. It should be forever ringing in his ears. The accolade is not created high enough.
Kenneth Williams is the only one to have any points. Clement Freud, will you take the second round? And the subject is What I Put Up With. There are 60 seconds, of course, starting now.
Well, the first thing I have to put up with is a totally ungrammatical question, which should actually read, with what I put up. But what I put up with, for instance, is Kenneth Williams...
Kenneth Robinson has challenged.
Yes, repetition in reverse.
Ah, what a very subtle challenge. You are allowed to repeat the words on the card, Kenneth.
I do, yes.
So I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. And Clement continues, and there are 39 seconds left. What I put up with, starting now.
Who sits next to me making the most astonishing statements about why he should become a knight? I have always felt that what is needed in this country is a dishonors list. Every year, they should get people, the newly undeserving, and strip from them such titles or bequests or honours.
Tim Brooke Taylor.
This is beginning to sound like a political party broadcast, and by definition is deviation.
And therefore it's deviation from the subject.
Deviation, that is deviation.
He's deviating from the subject of what I have to put up with. What I put up with. So, Tim, nice to hear from you. And there are 29 seconds left. And you have the subject of What I Put Up With, starting now.
Hammers, nails, chisels, electric drills. These are the implements What I Put Up With. Shelves, cupboards. Visitors who come for the night go on the divan on one of those particular creations that spring to attention and crush your knee bone and also give you a rupture. The guest never comes again because they are whisked off.
And Tim...
Sorry, could you just remind me what I'm talking about?
You actually challenge yourself?
Yes.
What was your challenge?
A deviation. I've forgotten what I was talking
about. Deviation, you're absolutely right.
Thank you very much.
You were deviating. Okay. So, as that's a correct challenge, you obviously must have a point for that.
Thank you very much.
Very good challenge. He's also having a drink of water to revive him. The thought of such quick thinking. Tim, you are 6 seconds left. The subject is what I put up with starting now.
Hundreds of fans who gather around me wherever I go, asking me for my autograph, bits of my clothing.
Well, Tim Brooke Taylor was speaking then when the whistle went, and which, as just remind you, tells us the 60 seconds is up, so he got the extra point, including other points in the round, and at the end of that round, he is equal with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth Robinson, will you take the next round? And the subject is witchcraft. You have 60 seconds, starting now.
Witchcraft, shall I take up, is a question that a lot of people must ask nowadays, especially there's such a large variety of them. Embroidery, sewing, knitting, carpentry, drawing, painting, sculpture, model making, playing instruments of all kinds, such as the saxophone, the clarinet, the drums, the piano, the violin, the cello, the double bass, and not only playing music, but also the art of witchcraft itself, which is something for which you cannot go to evening classes, as you know, but it is practiced a great deal at night, as readers of the Spiritualist Press will know. There was a story there the other day of a woman in Essex who said she was determined to go driving in the moonlight.
And Tim Brooke Taylor challenged.
A hesitation.
No, driving in the moonlight.
So let's hear from Tim Brooke Taylor again, because he had a correct challenge, and there are 18 seconds left. Witchcraft, Tim, starting now.
My mother's warts were cured by a witch. She passed her hands over my mother, and suddenly...
And the Clement Freud challenge.
Two mothers.
There were two mothers. Chairman, the subject is witchcraft. There are 13 seconds left, starting now.
Bubble, bubble, toilet.
Tim.
Repetition.
Too much bubble, yes.
Double bubble, in fact.
You did hear what I said.
What?
No, we didn't, Clement. No, that was the
what
point.
What did you say?
It's a very beautiful howler, a child who said the witch's song went bubble, bubble, toilet trouble.
Are you wishing
Sorry,
you
I
hadn't
spoke.
Said it?
Yes.
Right, so toilet trouble. I mean, the witchcraft is with Tim, and there are 11 seconds left, Tim, starting now.
Nicholas Parsons is witchcraft to me. When I see him on programmes, I think to myself, that man is inspired. He can cast a spell over me, and I look dumbfounded at someone who can carry on in such a brilliant, witty...
Tim, you so shattered the audience with those last remarks, I actually had to ask them to clap at the end because I didn't feel they could. But you did very well, including speaking as the whistle went, getting that extra point, so you are now in the lead at the end of that round.
I can and crawl
it's
like the best of them.
And it's your turn to begin. Yeah. Tim, the subject for you to take is Knickerbocker Glory.
No ho, us.
So, a nice subject. I don't know if we've ever had any of them, but try and tell us something about them in 60 seconds, starting now.
The time to give up eating Knickerbocker Glories is when you no longer have to kneel on the stool to eat it. They are provided in large, tall glasses, which only can be reached by standing on one's feet and eating this ludicrous concoction, which is green, red, yellow, and beginning to sound like Kenneth Williams.
And Kenneth Williams has challenged you, too.
Ah, that's probably why.
Deviation. Deviation.
Why is he...
The subject is Knickerbocker Glory, not what he sounds like. The subject is Knickerbocker Glory. I don't need to remind you, as chairman, of your job in this programme to keep things out of control.
Yes, certainly, Kenneth. I'm very sorry, Kenneth. Do you wish me to make a decision, Kenneth? He's obvious. So
I think I'll be as slow as I am soon as he is.
You never have yet. Why should you start coming to this?
I try to give them the cues and they sometimes take them up. Kenneth, yes, talking about you is deviating from a Knickerbocker Glory, though I have been compared to some on occasions, I do know that. There are 42 seconds left for you to take over the subject, starting now.
I am delighted to have the subject of Knickerbocker Glory, because I remember as a child being given one of these in a milk bar. It was deliciosa, as the Spanish always say, and a cherry topped this whipped cream, and when you dug your spoon deep down, you found fruit and jam and all kinds of delicious concoctiones, as the French always say. Habits, depending on
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition of always.
Yes.
Awfully niggling, isn't it? Very niggling and nasty, isn't it? Not generous at all. You don't let anyone get underway, do you?
I'd have challenged him on that concoctiones as the French would always have it. I've never heard the French say that in their lives.
But you've never been there, you great nit. Nothing about travel at all. You've been as far as Margate and fainted.
How did you know I'd been as far as Margate?
Well, it's about all you look as though you've been. I mean, your knowledge can hardly be called worldly, can you?
Right. So, Clement Freud has a correct challenge, and there are 16 seconds on Knickerbocker Glory starting now.
I've always been very fond of it.
Tim Brooke Taylor challenge.
Hesitation.
There was indeed. In fairness to Clement...
No, go on, give it to him. He's right, he got his challenge, didn't he?
He's got his challenge. But I must, for the sake of the listeners, and in fairness to Clement Freud, point out that you were trying to kiss him at that moment, so it's very difficult for him to start.
There's nothing in the game says you can't kiss people. What do you mean? We don't live in a Gestapo country.
There are 14 seconds left. Tim Brooke Taylor, you have the subject. Knickerbocker Glory.
It was a bribe, my...
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, but he's... It's the first time he's been on the programme, and so he's allowed a few little starting...
Sorry.
Little bit of starting hesitation. There are still with you, Tim. We won't count that. And there are 13 and a half seconds. Knickerbocker Glory starting now.
I would only go into school.
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
First time on the programme, he started very quickly. You can't beg for licence and then withdraw.
You get a point for that challenge. You didn't get one for the last one.
Thank you so very much.
Tim has a point. There are 12 seconds left for Knickerbocker Glory, Tim, starting now.
If I were given a Knickerbocker Glory. I agreed to this and unfortunately gave a whole new meaning to a technicolour yawn over my housemaster's carpet. Mr and Mrs Knickerbocker had a daughter called Gloria. However, they...
Kenneth Williams, we're back with you, and the subject is Hermann Ebbinghaus. So, Ebbinghaus, would you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
Hermann Ebbinghaus has carved a niche for himself in the history of psychology and, indeed, psychoanalysis, since his speciality was a delving into the higher mental states which constitute, so to speak, the memory bank of each individual. And his particular type of treatment lay in having the patient totally horizontal and completely at ease. Almost mesmeric was the technique whereby he could have a flooding out of the past, which all contained there in the back of the cerebral, whatever it is. What went wrong? Was I challenged? Was I challenged?
Yes, Clement Freud rather aptly challenged you on that
side
a little bit, yes.
Hesitation, then.
Undoubtedly, and dry.
It was hesitation. I was really trying to think of the word, actually. I was hesitating at all. I don't know.
Your own cerebral powers let you down with only 1 second to go.
That's just like him. That's just like him, isn't it? That's just like him to come in there. I'll tell you, I've done all the work. He comes in there for a cheap score. I mean, so cheap, isn't it? I wouldn't stoop that kind of thing. I don't care who wins. I mean, I just can't play the game. You know, I mean, I don't bother myself. But he's got to come in there to the last minute. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as... It's almost as bad as kissing the fellow just as he's about to start,
isn't
it?
I know.
But it's fun, isn't it?
There's 1 second left for Clement Freud on Irving... Sorry, Irving. I'm so sorry.
He's completely illiterate. He can't even say it.
Hermann Ebbinghaus. 1 second, starting now.
Hermann Ebbinghaus.
Well done. Clement Freud got the point for speaking as the whistle went. He's just ahead of Kenneth Williams. He's 3 points behind Tim Brooke Taylor, our leader, and Kenneth Robinson is in fourth place. And Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Raffles. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
Sir Henry Raffles is particularly well known for having founded the hotel of his name in Singapore, which some people pronounce Singapore with a hard G, but I don't. It is one of the great luxury palaces of the East.
Tim Brooke Taylor.
Repetition of Singapore?
No.
Well, it's a debatable thing. He said
it's not
Singapore
debatable at all. I'm
Singapore.
Sorry, if you're going to play this game properly, if your pronunciation, we could all change every word and pronounce it differently in different regions.
I was about
quite right, quite right, quite right, quite right. He's quite right. Absolutely genuine. Very valid point,
Thank
Tim.
You.
I'm glad he's very sharp, that. Very
Mr.
sharp, Tim, very sharp.
I was about to say exactly that.
Yeah, thank you.
But
sorry,
if you start going right. off, Kenneth Williams will join in, and then Clement Freud, and maybe even Kenneth Robinson, you never know. And
you're
then
quite
we
right,
have
Nicky,
chaos, which often reigns in this programme and becomes very difficult. Yes, I agree with your challenge. Challenge, Tim, and you have 30...
We're going to lose all our Far Eastern repeats.
You shut up. You shut up. The chairman's in charge, isn't he? Lovely fellow, the chairman.
I think you've helped to gain us a few by pointing out the mispronunciation on occasions, Clement. 36 seconds left for... Sorry, 46 seconds left for raffles with you, Tim, starting now.
The only time I've ever won a raffle is when I've drawn it, and that is an embarrassing situation because quite clearly you cannot keep what you have taken out of the hat.
Kenneth Robinson.
Yes, hesitation.
Yes,
he's new.
So that is...
he's new.
Hmm?
Yes. He hasn't played the game very often.
I haven't said hesitation.
And
before.
He hasn't played the game very much either. 36 seconds left for raffles, Kenneth Robinson, starting now.
The only unfortunate occasion when I won a raffle was when I was in the Croydon Empire and I heard the manager calling my number and I went up onto the stage and the man was standing there with a frying pan, which he wondered what to do with because that week I'd just been sacked from the Croydon Advertiser for saying that the shows...
Kenneth Williams.
Two Croydons.
Yes, two Croydon came in twice.
Different kinds of Croydons.
There are 22 seconds left. Kenneth Williams, raffles, starting now.
Stamford Raffles served under Lord Minto and was there when Java was captured. And he wrote a fantastic history of that particular police of terrain.
Which?
And then, of course, we know he went to Singapore. Now, it's certainly... Who interrupted?
Clement Freud did.
Hesitation.
When you pause, he interrupted.
Somebody was talking while I was...
The audience were talking. discussing your brilliance and your genius. Clement, there are 3 seconds on raffles starting now.
The tickets are red, blue, pink, yellow, green, orange,
Tim Brooke Taylor challenged.
I don't want him to win, basically.
What is your challenge?
What a good challenge.
Repetition.
Repetition
yes,
of winning.
He's
yes.
always winning.
He's always winning. of always getting in just before the...
yes, exactly. Yes, he's yes. always just getting in. You know, the niggly bits.
The niggly bits. Well, actually, it's your way out in the lead and you're winning comfortably.
Very nice.
And actually, it was a very... I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a point for a very good challenge because it was a very original one and Clement Freud keeps the subject and there's a fifth of a second to go starting now. Seems the only fair way to do it, so Clement gets the point for speaking as the whistle went. Tim Brooke Taylor still in the lead, two ahead of Clement Freud, Kenneth Williams in third place, and Kenneth Robinson trailing a little. And Kenneth Robinson, your turn to begin. The subject is How Others See Me. Would you tell us something about that? Just a minute, starting now.
How Others See Me. Now, How Others See Me is a very good subject, and I'm very glad that Mr. Parsons has told us that we can repeat the title, because I could say How Others See Me a great many times and probably keep it up for a minute, but I won't.
Clement Freud has tried.
Repetition of very. He said it 3 times now.
He did, didn't he?
It's not on the card.
But he hadn't really got going.
No, he hadn't. He's new.
He's new.
He hasn't played it a lot.
Give him another chance.
But if he says very another 6 times, we just might...
If he says very once more... You can challenge him. And you can only repeat the subject on the card a limited number of times, Kenneth. So you carry on with How Others See Me, and there are 50 seconds left, starting now.
How Others See Me is something I know very well, because they never hesitate to tell me. Many examples come to mind. One, a makeup girl in television who said, "We must keep those bags under the eyes, Mr. Robinson. They are so good for the character, even if their heaviness does pull you forward onto the keyboard when you try to play the piano." Another friend, not such a friend now...
Tim Brooke Taylor.
Repetition, sadly, he's got so many friends.
No, yes, she was a friend and then she was not a friend.
Another friend. There's no friend there sitting beside you because he picked you up on Friend.
I'm sorry,
which you did
he's new, you know.
And there were 28 seconds for Tim on How Others See Me starting now.
There is a gentleman who lives opposite me who uses binoculars. As I go into the garden, looking at the pathetic bit of grass that I call a lawn, I see the glint from these...
Clement Freud.
I want him to win. I'd like him to have a point.
Tit for tat, all right. You have the point for that, and Tim keeps the subject. There are 20 seconds left, Tim, starting now.
One of the most unpleasant things as far as an actor is concerned are reviews of a performance that he may be in. The nice ones you don't believe and the nasty ones you do.
What is your challenge?
Hesitation.
Kenneth Robinson.
Quite right.
The subject is How Others See Me, and there are 8 seconds left, and it's starting now.
A girl who writes for The Observer called Victoria Radin, who I always think of as Nadia, described me as all eyes, all ears. She didn't say anything of the kind.
Two alls.
The two alls, I'm afraid. Clement's got in a game with 1 second to go on. How Others See Me, starting now.
5 foot
and,
ten.
And Tim Brooke Taylor challenged.
I still don't want her to win, I'm sorry. Nothing has changed. I mean, he lets us, you know,
do all the slogging.
Yeah, do all the slogging.
I know we're doing all the slogging.
I've heard you. I've heard on the radio as I drive home. I hear Kenneth going on and on and on. And that sly beggar over the phone, just at the last minute, he's got a stopwatch there, everybody. He's got a stopwatch. Just 59 seconds and gone. And he goes, repetition of.
I quite agree. And it's the first time anyone's had the guts to air those views on this programme. The first time justice has been done. You're quite right, Tim. Welcome. Thank you.
Well, all I can say is a lot of people who listen on their car radios entirely to hear you going off just as you've gone off now.
Ah, how lovely of them. Yeah. How beautiful. How wonderful.
And Tim, in spite of what you said, you're still in a very strong lead ahead of Clement Freud. Okay. You're doing very well. You're giving good value. So that's what the public like. They don't mind if you don't get in just before the end. You're in the lead. And it's your turn to start. The subject is school days. 60 seconds starting now.
Dinky Cosgrove, Michael Bates, Susan Byron Thompson, Robert Bolton King, John Dagger, Miss...
Clement Freud.
Well, first of all, I wanted to get in at the beginning. But secondly, he's not talking about school days. He's talking about school boys.
Dinky Cowton is not a
school boy. Well,
how
can you have school days without school boys and school girls?
Very easily. It's not on the card.
It's not deviating.
School days are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You want to repeat yourself.
Yes, but you can't deviate from your school days without associating with the school chums that were there with you. And
look what happens when you come in early. Pathetic, isn't it? I mean, if you came in late, it's easy. But coming in early, it goes to pieces.
I disagree with the challenge, so you keep the subject, and there are 51 seconds on school days starting now.
John Dagger, Robin...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of John.
Of John, yes, one of them was called John, the other... So he's got it early this time, and there are 48 seconds on school days with you, Clement, starting now.
They are reputed to be the happiest days of your life, and they certainly were not of mine. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We didn't have a lot of school on Saturdays or Sundays, but even so, they were pretty miserable. I remember having to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning because the school to which I went, which was in Devon, gave you fourpence...
Tim Brooke Taylor challenge.
Which?
Oh, yes, which?
Two witches.
The school to which you went, which was in Devon. Very well listened, wasn't it?
Oh, marvellous, and thee and A would be... Yes. You're challenging on prepositions now.
It's known as witchcraft, in fact.
No. There are 28 seconds, Tim, on school day, starting now.
Sheila.
Clement Freud. Hesitation. Yes, I agree, you really didn't get going that time.
You
Tim.
Don't know. Oh. She's called Sheila. Oh, well, you've never heard of Sheila.
I've heard her trying to wriggle out of a very definite hesitation. No, there was over a second there before you got going. I've got to be fair and keep the thing going because we're into the last
round. I'm new, you know. I am new and I'm only doing one show this series.
But after your performance today, you're undoubtedly asked back to do another series.
You've won me round.
There are 27 seconds on school days, Clement, starting now. Tim Brooke Taylor challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, and just shows that Clement Freud can be very generous when he wants to as well, in spite of the things
you're saying. Well, if he's going to be kind, I'm not playing. Well, that's when King Rat gives away the sweets. I never like that in a pantomime. I've got to be consistent.
That's right. Well, Tim, back to the game. There are 25 seconds left. School days starting now.
I was not only a schoolboy, but I was a schoolmaster at the same school 5 years after I'd left as a pupil. This was a strange experience because I found that people who had taught me were my colleagues. Miss Pink, for example, a lovely lady who had seemed extremely tall and
I'm afraid hesitation. I'm afraid hesitation. I don't like doing this, mind you, because I know he's new.
He's so good at the game, I wouldn't give him any quarter at all. We don't usually do this to our guests, Kelly, but you have got in, and there are 7 seconds left for school days starting now.
Mine were quite delightful, because, do you see, I got in, so to speak, with the head boy. So no one could come up and bash me.
Well, as I said a little while ago, we were coming towards the end of the show, and we now have no more time left, so we quickly wind up by giving you the final score. And our guest, Kenneth Robinson, playing for the first time, finished up in fourth place. He was a little way behind Kenneth Williams, who was in third place, and he was 4 points behind Clement Freud. And Clement Freud, in second place, was 4 points behind our guest, who has come for the first time and triumphed, Tim Brooke Taylor, winner of the week. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.